Everybody, welcome to the press. Welcome to the start of a new week. It is April the 29th. I'm Ryan Ballingy. Thanks for being here. Tomorrow I turn 41, and tomorrow we will go over our model for this week's PGA Tour event, which is the CJ Cup Byron Nelson, which is a really weird set of words together. It used to be the AT&T Byron Nelson or the HP Byron Nelson or goodness knows what else over the years. But now it is the CJ Cup Byron Nelson, two tournaments brought together to be one tournament. Played at TPC Craig Ranch in McKinney, Texas. It's the fourth year for the tournament being here. Moved from Las Colinas, the Four Seasons a number of years ago, to Trinity Forest for a few years, and then Trinity Forest decided they didn't want to host it anymore, so the tour moved it to McKinney and to TPC Craig Ranch, a place that they own, and obviously then they don't have to pay the rental fee for, and it saves them a little bit of money on the tournament. AT&T backed out as the sponsor of this event after staying on last year for an additional year, even though they didn't have to. And now you've got this kind of CJ Cup tournament. So, Jason Day is your defending champion. He won here to end a five-year skid without a win, which is pretty incredible. And then, the 2 years before that, you had K.H. Lee win both years. Went back-to-back, and both years was a triple-digit long shot. I think the first year was 150-1. The second year was 100-1. Kind of like that Matt Every run back to back at the Arnold Palmer Invitational, where he won as a long shot and then won as an even longer shot the next year as triple digits. So things happen like that from time to time. And KH Lee has his run at this place. And you've got a pretty decent field this week. You got 10 of the world top 50. You got Jordan Spieth, who's playing his role as Texan Emeritus, playing this week. Scottie Scheffler doesn't play the Texas events in the same way that Jordan Spieth does, where he just kind of agrees to play all four of them because that's just who he is. Maybe Scheffler evolves into that someday, but since he's kind of set that precedent for his career where he only really plays like in Houston and, you know, Colonial, that those are like his two, then Spieth just kind of does them all. But nevertheless, Spieth's the headliner. You got Tom Kim, you got Minwoo Lee, Will Zalatoris, Ben On, Jason Day, Adam Scott's here. He's not a top 50 player these days, but he's here. You got Adam Schenck. So it's not a bad field. 156 players. They're going to round that out today with a Monday qualifier that's probably wrapping up as we're recording this. And, it's a decent little last tune-up for players who can't get into the signature event next week, which is the Wells Fargo, and then the PGA Championship is after that in Louisville. And I'm not a huge fan of Craig Ranch, to be honest with you. They jimmied up the par last year. They took away a stroke to make it a little bit more difficult against par. I thought that was kind of silly. It doesn't matter. These guys still light up the place. The winning total was one less last year. Just you lost four strokes to par because the par went up. Our par went down. It is what it is. The interesting thing to me is that guys with really good short games have won here and thrived here. Think about like a Ryan Palmer or a Jordan Spieth has done well here. Jason Day had a very good short game. Still has a very good short game. KH Lee, surprisingly pretty good short game. Good touch. So I think that kind of flies in the face of the design of it, which seems like it's pretty wide open. It's not especially hard. It's not like there are trees all over the place to get in the way. And there's bunkering. There's good bunkering. There's some water features. But this is a place these guys should light up. And I think for the most part, you're going to probably want to look towards something deeper than the favorites. But we'll go over those a little bit today and try to have some first reactions to the market. And then, like I said, tomorrow we will talk about the model for the tournament. And then we've got plenty of golf this week, even though a couple tours are off. So we have LIV playing in Singapore. We'll talk about that on Wednesday. We have Champions Tour playing in Houston. We'll touch on that for like 30 seconds. The LPGA is off, so we're going to take a quick victory trot here because we told you to bet Hannah Green. And Hannah Green won at 35-1, went back-to-back at that tournament. Easy money. Hopefully you were able to cash in on that. And then on the DP World Tour, They are playing in China this week, the Volvo China Open. We will talk about that on Wednesday as well. There is no Korn Ferry Tour event this week. Tim Vieting went back-to-back at the Veritex Bank Championship, so he became the first guy to win twice this year. First guy to not be a first-time winner this year with a second win. So congratulations to him. So let's get into the board for the week. So at the start of today, I'm recording this later in the day, like 6:45 p.m. Eastern. Earlier in the day, Jordan Spieth was the guy at the top of the table at 14-1 at most shops that I looked. Maybe you saw a 16-1. That's where he is now, 16-1. Siwoo Kim, though, has caught him. So there's been some early action on him, some decent money on him. He was more like 18 or 20-1, which I think was a misprice given the quality of the field. Now he is 16-1. I don't love betting a guy like Siwoo Kim at 16-1 because he is more consistent this year, but he is not consistent enough for me to bet him under 25-1. I'm just not going to do it. I'm not going to bet Jordan Spieth at 16-1. I don't care that he likes this place. He has played like doo-doo most of the year, and I'm not willing to back him with my money at this price. Jason Day, playing okay, not great, not horrible, but at this price, I don't want any piece of him. Last year, he was like 35 or 40-1. I would much rather that price. So I'm going to get away from him there. Will Zalatoris is 22-1. I am interested in Will Zalatoris at this number. He has been putting well. He has been using that putter that I think, and I actually got to try out the putter he has been using, a modification of it, today. I was at a PGA Tour Superstore and just kind of pulled it off the shelf and started trying it. It may be borderline illegal. Nevertheless, he's been putting well with it and played well at Augusta. I think there's reason to like him here. 22-1 is maybe a little short, but if I'm going to bet the quote-unquote favorite or my favorite, it would be Will Zalatoris. Then you got your 25s, Adam Scott, Alex Noren, Sungjae Im. Nothing really to love about any of those. Alex Noren doesn't win. Adam Scott hasn't won in a while. Sungjae Im seems lost. No, skip all of them. 28, Minwoo Lee and Ben Ahn. Now, I do think Minwoo Lee can play very well here this week, and he does have a second-place finish this season on the PGA Tour at the Cognizant Classic. I do not think those are very comparable golf courses. He's played okay otherwise, though. And I do like him. I do like watching him play, so I have a bias toward him. I'm probably not going to bet him, though. Ben Ahn, great, great, great ball striker. And I think some people are going to mistakenly try to make some kind of Korean identity connection here between KH Lee and Ben Ahn. Ben Ahn to win is a fool's errand, in my opinion. Kind of like Steven Yeager, and I know he won recently, and we're going to come to him in a little bit. But that seems to me like something you don't want to be involved with here. Tom Kim is 30-1. Tom Hoagie is 30-1. Steven Yeager is 30-1. Of those, I kind of like Yeager. Yeager has played well on TPC courses in his history. He shot a 58-1 when he was on the Korn Ferry Tour at TPC Stonebray. He obviously won recently. He has the rub from that. I think those are good things. It's hard to bet someone to win a couple different times in short order, so that may be your off-putting reason to not bet him, but I do like him. Tom Hoagie's been playing well. Were it not for the 72nd hole at Harbortown, I think this price would be more like 25-1. But because he nuked it and I think made a 9 in the final hole, he gets this price. So I'm willing to kind of entertain Tom Hoagie at 30-1 here. Keith Mitchell's 35-1, pass. Tom Dietrich, 40-1, interested in, playing okay, plays well in the weak events and opposite events. This course should work to his favor to a degree. I can like that. Adam Schenck, I like a little bit more at 40-1. Matt Hughes is in there at 40. I would pass on him. Matt McNeely is 50. I get behind that, but honestly, I'd rather bet KH Lee. He's got a T9 in the not-too-distant memory. He's been playing pretty okay. I used him in my one-and-done. I'm going to stick with him. I know it's weird to say, hey, I love to bet a guy to win 3 times in 4 years at a place, but sometimes weird stuff happens, and I'm willing to support KH Lee at 50-1. Seamus Power, Mark Hubbard, Bo Hostler, Aaron Rye, all 55-1. I like Hubbard. I always like Hubbard in these weaker events. He just had a sniff of a win on Sunday at New Orleans in the team event. Ryan Brehm and him just could not get it done. In the end. They came close, gave it a good try. Hey, that's all you can ask for. And I think there's some confidence to be taken from that once they get over the despair of losing it. Bo Hostler tends to play pretty well in Texas, is playing some of his better golf the last 18 months. I'm willing to support that at 55-1. If weather blows in, you know, some kind of windy stuff, which can happen in Texas, I like Aaron Rye. Davis Thompson, 60, no thanks. Luke List, Doug Gim, Ben Griffin are 70. Maybe Doug Gim. I really liked his team with Chan Kim last week on the New Orleans event. Didn't quite pan out as well as I had hoped, but it did pan out. It's not bad. Ryan Fox is 75-1. Here's a guy I might really love to get behind this week. He finished third in New Orleans with Garrick Higo. The strategy was played on a TPC course. Now I realize that's a Pete Dye. This is not a Pete Dye. But Ryan Fox hits the crap out of the ball. I don't think it's going to hurt him here that he hits the crap out of the ball. He putts streaky, so he's putted pretty well, obviously, to do well at the New Orleans event, where sometimes you're playing alternate shots, sometimes you're playing four ball. I think there's a good case to be made on him here. I think there's also a good case to be made for Torbjørn Olesen at 80-1. I like that Chan Kim kind of train, but 80-1 is a little short for me. CT Pan is 80-1 as well. I do like Taylor Pendrith and, frankly, Taylor Montgomery at 90-1. Pendrith played well in New Orleans. He played well in Punta Cana. He is streaky. When he's driving the ball well, he's a force. 90-1, I do like. Taylor Montgomery, I like for the exact opposite reason, because of my theory about you having a pretty good short game to win on this golf course. There aren't many guys with a better short game than Taylor Montgomery. He's been playing okay this year. He tends to be a hot starter, it seems like, but I do like what he brings to the table, that 90-1 figure. Sam Stevens, Peter Quest, Nate Lashley, Justin Lauer, Jake Knapp, Grayson Sigg, Andrew Novak, all 90-1. Of those, Knapp has been struggling recently very, very, very mightily. Almost like he realizes he's got to up his game if he's going to be a permanent fixture in the signature events and the bigger tournaments. And that might be in his head. Andrew Novak, 90-1. I wish he was a little bit deeper. That's a little too short for my appreciation. But then in the same token, I'm going to tell you to go bet Matty Schmid and Garrick Higo at 100-1. Schmid has been playing pretty well. He plays well the weaker events. He can play well in the more open golf courses. Higo is on the other side of that Ryan Fox team at 100-1. He has won on the PGA Tour, has won on a fairly open course in Congaree. Congaree plays very, very different than TPC Craig Ranch. But in terms of landing areas and stuff like that, I do like that. I might be able to get behind that a little bit. I would probably pick one, not both, right? We'll refine that a little bit. But I do like that. And then in the same token, if I'm going to tell you to go after those guys and you like distance play, which is kind of Garrick Higo, then Joe Bramlett is right in there at 100-1. I would not bet him personally, but if you're going to try to start making associations, may want to consider. Alejandro Tosti is 100-1. I got to tell you how much I've become a fan, not just a not betting perspective, but just a fan of Alejandro Tosti. That guy is a maniac, and I really enjoy him. He is a lunatic, and I really appreciate it. And he played pretty well at Harbortown, played very well in Houston, might be onto something here, 101, I'm willing to consider. So maybe my range that I love this week is 100-1, but of those, I would look most at Matty Schmid, Alejandro Tosti, and Garrick Higo, but I would probably select Tosti of all of those. Your 110, Sammy Valimaki, S.H. Kim, Ryohei Setsune, Bob McIntyre, Nick Dunlap, Max Gracerman, Matt Wallace, Matt Kuchar, Jacob Bridgman, Cam Champ, Bud Cauley. A lot of guys whose names you probably know, not a whole lot to love necessarily. Maybe of those, Gracerman playing the best. That might be the best fit for this, but I don't think any of those are screaming out to me. Then we'll just kind of skip around to a couple guys. Ryan Palmer does have two top eight finishes here in the last 3 years. I think you at least have to consider the outlandish scenario where a guy that much into his 40s wins this week. But 130-1, I think, is worth a little consideration. Getting a little bit deeper than that, Kevin Tway had a nice week in New Orleans. I don't think there's much to build upon there, but I do want to at least point that out. Alex Bjork, I want to bet him every time because I love his ball striking. His tee to green game is so good, typically. Not the best driver of the golf ball in the world, but he makes up for it with great iron play. And then the putting is just not great. And that kind of flies in the face of me talking about having a good short game. So I can't bet him on that principle. Justin Suh, I really wish would be better. 180-1, I can't go after. Patrick Fishburne, 200-1. Just had kind of a rough finish to New Orleans. He and Zach Blair had a really good chance to win the tournament. And they just let it go away on the par threes. 9 and 17 got him on Sunday with double bogeys each hole. Mac Meisner, 200-1, I'm kind of interested in. I mean, yeah, I can get behind that. Not loving it, but I could get behind it. And then after that, we're starting to reach pretty hard here. Martin Traynor got in the playoff in New Orleans, 250-1. Why would you bet that? Callum Tarran. Callum Tarran is interesting to me. If you like the theory of a longer hitter and you want to go after like a Pendrith because he's been playing pretty well, Callum Tarran may be someone you kind of sidle up to, even though he's not playing as well. Right? Not nearly as well. That's why you're at this 250-1 price. I would encourage you to stay away from him. I bet him a couple times last year when I thought, oh, well, a longer guy will make sense and maybe I'm getting a good price at much shorter numbers than this. And got close once, but got burnt a couple of other times. I just don't think it's worth the bigger risk here. Beyond that, now you're getting into crazy territory. Paul Barjon, Ryan Brehm, who had a really nice week last week, with Mark Hubbard, who's a much shorter shot, obviously. Adrien Dumont-Deschassart at 350-1. I really need him to kind of start figuring some things out other than off the tee. He can make money in the weaker fields. He's not quite ready. He came out of college so well in the Korn Ferry Tour, got that promotion. He's not quite ready for PGA Tour level golf. And there is a distinct difference between PGA Tour level golf and Korn Ferry Tour golf. He's not quite there yet, but in these kinds of events and on golf courses like this, where there's really not a whole lot of obstacle, he might be a legitimate threat. So if you're going to think about that, consider it. You know, go with your gut, I guess, there. But that might be an interesting play. Again, I would not bet a lot of money this week, just like last week. New Orleans was kind of silly. You know, we almost had it there with Higo and Fox. Told you McIlroy and Lowry are well suited to play together, but you weren't going to bet that at plus 750, 9-1, 10-1, wherever you got it. That's just not fun. And I mean, some people love betting that kind of stuff at those prices, but that's not fun to me. This week, I feel the same way. We'll narrow it down a little bit more with the model, of course. We've thrown out a lot of names here as some potential maybes worth looking into with some more research. I think your name's up at the top. You kind of have to start with your Will Zalatoris number being your leader. Then maybe consider a Tom Hoagie or a Steven Yeager. Maybe you want to look at an Adam Schenck. I'm definitely going to have a Cage Lee ticket. Maybe looking down to a Ryan Fox. I'm almost certainly going to have a Ryan Fox ticket. Probably going to have a Pendrith ticket, maybe a Montgomery ticket. And then try to find someone deeper shot that I really like. It might be Alejandro Toste. It really might be. And then after that, a couple pizza bet type things that if it hits, you have the ticket. Or we just talk about it here, and if it happens, go, ha, look how smart we are. You can do that too. You know, it doesn't have to cost you money. You can just think about how someone might win, maybe, kind of, and not have to cost you a significant amount of cash. But I've looked, and the smallest amount of money you can bet on an outright ticket is $1. So if you want to have that $1 scratch off, go get it. Get it in the account. Have fun with it. All right, that's going to do it for us today on the show. I appreciate you listening. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll talk about the model for the tournament at the Byron Nelson. Then we've got Live in Singapore. We've got the DP World Tour in China. We've got just a few seconds on Wednesday to talk about the Champions Tour, which will be in the Houston area. And that's the slate for the week. If you have any questions for me, ryan@thegolfnewsnet.com. I'm on Twitter, Threads, X, Instagram, and Blue Sky at Ryan Ballingy. Facebook and YouTube, Ryan Ballingy Golf. And Golf Newsnet's on all those services and the handle Golf Newsnet. Join our site. $40 a year, $10 for the first week, which is goofy. $40 for the whole year is a great value. Access to all of our tools, modeling, and data. Thanks so much for listening. We will talk to you next time on The Press.